Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Tuesday, November 4th, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. Last night, Broadway's musicians, represented by the union AFM Local 802, officially ratified their new contract with the Broadway League. The new terms retroactively began in September following the tentative agreement that was reached a few weeks ago and allowed Broadway shows to keep running without disruption of a strike. The contract will run through late August of 2028. The union has chosen not to share any details of the current terms with the public. In television appearance news, the current revival of Chess is making its national television debut this coming Monday, when stars Lea Michele, Aaron Tveit, and Nicholas Christopher are set to be interviewed and perform from the highly anticipated musical on The Tonight Show, starring Jimmy Fallon. Chess is now in previews at the Imperial Theater and officially opens November 16th. The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon airs weekdays at 11:35 p.m. Eastern on NBC and streaming on Peacock. And finally, today, the latest Broadway grosses for the week ending November 2nd were just published. Halloween, unfortunately, fell on a Friday this year, which gave some people an excuse for a full weekend of parties and trick-or-treating. The holiday has typically resulted in a slow week for the theater industry, and indeed, most shows saw their weekly gross slip this time around. Three new shows joined the boards last week. Oedipus, the critically acclaimed London transfer and modern-day reimagining of the Sophocles tragedy starring Mark Strong and Leslie Manville, made $485,098 over its first four sold-out previews at Studio 54. It opens on November 13th. The new musical Two Strangers Carry a Cake Across New York, another West End transfer, began on Saturday night at the Longacre. This charming rom-com, starring Sam Tutty and Christiane Pitts, played just two previews but made $188,418. Opening night is November 20th. And magician Rob Lake arrived at the Broadhurst for a limited holiday season run with special guests The Muppets. His show made just $219,109 over its first seven previews, playing to just 62% capacity houses. Opening night is now set for November 11th. Meanwhile, Punch played its final performance at the Samuel J. Friedman, making $330,873 and playing to just about 90% full houses. And Andrew Barth Feldman said goodbye to Maybe Happy Ending. The Tony-winning Best Musical made another $1,080,473 at the Belasco as original cast member and Tony winner Darren Criss gets set to return as Oliver tomorrow night. 35 Broadway shows ran at some point last week, and the main stem's total gross dipped by about 8% to just over $33.8 million. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.